Now, we're finishing today with something and something very nice, I think, and it is news of the Women's Shed, the Phoenix Women's Shed, which operates out of Tralee. You might recall that I was there last June when shortly after they launched, and I met some of the women involved in it and heard what they were doing. But I called back out to the shed this morning to hear about their fashion show, which is coming up on the 6th of April at the Ash Hotel. And I met with the secretary of the Phoenix Women's Shed, Sheila Martin, and I began by asking her, is this their first fashion show?
No, it's not our first fashion show. We had a wonderful fashion show here. Eileen Whelan, the manager of Paco, brought in her models into this hall a few months ago, late last year actually, and she provided us with an absolutely fabulous fashion show. And we use all our own women from the shed. We have a few models, but predominantly we used our own women to model the clothing.
Mm-hmm. And what about on this night, on the night of the forthcoming fashion show, who'll be modelling?
We will have a combination of some women from our committee, members of our shed, and there will be a few models and a few guests on the catwalk.
Very good, lovely. And tell me, it's a fundraiser for the for the Women's Shed, and what kind of things do you need funds for?
Well, we rent this hall. Mm-hmm. We also rent an office in the CDP building, mm-hmm. the Community Development Project building, where we have a meeting room and a training room. We have to pay rent on that. We've had to buy computers. In fact, we need computers at the moment. If there's anyone out there that's got computers that we could use, we'd receive them very gratefully. We've had to buy whiteboards, flip chart stands, pop-up stands with our logo and information on when we go to fairs and we're trying to promote ourselves. We need all of that. Printing, leaflets, tickets, business cards.
It all adds up.
All adds up. Everything. Because we started with nothing last June.
Mm-hmm. So you're only up and running less than a year.
Absolutely, less than a year. And there was never any funding for women's sheds. There was only funding for men's sheds. And so, of course, women from around the country opening sheds everywhere, they decided, let's put some pressure on the government minister, Heather Humphreys. She met with us in Dublin and she made a commitment to give us funding and she stood by her word. And this year, that money is being shared amongst approximately 40 sheds around the country. And we have been asked to get organized, so we need regional forums and a national forum with elected representatives. And from now on, we will get a dedicated stream of funding in a very similar way to the men's sheds funding.
That's wonderful. And how often do you meet here?
We meet here every Thursday morning at 10:30, and we have a different speaker or a different activity. We've had Qigong, Tai Chi, art, singing, pebble painting, talks about cancer, breast cancer, breast health. We've had dancing and...
Oh, you name it.
You name it, we've had it here.
And how long does it go on for? So you have a guest speaker and then what? You break for tea and coffee?
We have tea and coffee biscuits during the break. And we carry on then usually until about 12:30, 1 o'clock, depending on how much energy we've all got.
And I'd say a lot of people have made new friendships here.
The wonderful thing about the women's sheds is that women can come in here and know they're in a safe environment. It's a very friendly environment. They know they're going to meet friends or meet new friends. Mm-hmm. And they can talk to us if they need to. We can support them in any way if they need any kind. Predominantly over 60. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're open during the day. So obviously, women that are working, it would be more difficult for them to come unless they're working part time. But we are having discussions at the moment about doing sessions in the evening. And that way, women who are working could come along in the evening.
Can I just ask you about how long you've been coming to the Women's Shed?
Since the start.
Oh, you were here from day one.
I was.
And do you enjoy it?
I do. I love it. It's a lifesaver.
Yeah. And where do you come in from?
I live in Listerick.
Okay. So you don't have too far to travel?
I don't have too far to travel.
What do you enjoy about it?
The interaction of people and all the different things that's organised by the ladies. They're a powerful group.
And it's a very sociable kind of a place, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
And you've great guest speakers as well.
We do. We do. We do.
Lovely. I never asked your name, by the way.
Breda.
Coonahan.
Breda
Coonahan. And your name is?
Margaret Breen.
Margaret, lovely to meet you. Are you from Tralee as well?
I'm from Killarney originally, but I'm living in Tralee.
And are you, do you come here regularly?
I do, every Thursday, yeah.
And why do you like it?
Like, it's interaction with different people, you know, and there's laughs and there's something different going on all the time, like, so it's very good.
And have you made a lot of new friends?
I have, yeah.
And you go to the fashion show?
Yeah, I will, yeah. It'll be nice.